The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on May 23, 1975, in Melbourne, Australia.
It is a fact that they do not grow fruit trees because people will eat and will not work. Is that the policy? Somebody told me that. That if there is enough fruit, then people will eat and they will not work.
The fruit business would go down also.
Huh?
The fruit stands would not be able to sell much.
Just see. Bad policy.
Does that.
Hmm?
On some farmers, they will pay them not to grow, to keep the price high.
Kill animals. Yes, the policy. Instead of growing natural food, they'll kill animals. Purposefully sinful life.
But they still have to grow food for the animal. They're growing the food, but they give it to the animal.
Fruit?
No, the food. They grow food for the animals, but then they kill the animal.
They can grow food both for the animals and for human beings. So instead, they're simply growing food for the animals and killing them. Tar madde jivbhavati lobhamaya shudhinmati. You've seen this before taking prasadam. Tongue is the greatest enemy and greedy. Karmadde jivbhavati lobhamaya shudhinmati. For the satisfaction of the tongue, they are risking their own life and committing sinful life to suffer later on. Therefore, the first class man's first duty is to somehow controlling the mind. If one can control the mind, that if I can live with grains, food and milk, why shall I kill them? This is controlling the mind. They cannot control even this small thing. Live and let live. This policy they do not follow. Live and kill others. Live at the cost of others.
The weaker are the subsistence of the strong. So therefore, human beings, they feel justified.
Yes, that is the, but what is the human consciousness? A tiger cannot understand this. He'll kill a lower animal. But you are not animal. You are man. You should have this discrimination. Then if I can live otherwise, very nicely, why should I kill animal? That is humanity.
But also, is it about eating vegetables, killing a living energy also?
No, it is not killing. If you take fruit, where is the killing? The tree is there. If you take food grains, the food grains after being produced, the tree dies automatically.
Yeah, wheat is harvested after it dies, while it is.
Yeah.
In New Zealand, we have a situation where the main industry is killing animals, the biggest industry, yet there is so much rain, so much nice atmosphere over there. Why is this? Why is there such a nice atmosphere, but they are killing so many cows? Is that that they are innocent and they do not know, and so Krishna is not punishing them so much?
Yes, they will be punished.
Oh, yeah.
many motor accidents. And there will be war, then wholesale punishment. Then killing, being killed within the womb of the mother, they're being punished. Nowadays these things have been introduced. Now this child which is being killed by the mother, they are all these sinful men. They cannot come out even out of the womb of the mother. There they are killed. Nature's law is very strict.
The rest of society is controlled by people who are displaying a very bad sinful reaction in their birth. They are put away in institutions so they cannot be seen by the general mass of people.
You're saying people that are suffering very greatly in this life, they have some mental disorders or physical disorders, they put them in institutions so that no one can see them.
No one can see them, that means they are not suffering. Just see, how foolish one.
This morning we have seen already a reaction is coming about against the killing of unborn children. Mm-hmm. There is one big poster that has been put up by a protest group which says, "The Queen Victoria Hospital kills unborn babies. Protest now," like this. So there is, I think it's the Right to Life movement in Victoria here that is fighting against this abortion activity.
They are so sinful that they are unable to carry out. Murkhai upadeshahi prakopayana sandha. If there is a serpent, if we advise him, please do not kill, be gentleman, really we can. Snake will kill, unnecessarily, bite and kill. Satpakrura khala krura. Satpath kuratara khala. There are two envious living entities. One is the serpent and other is the envious man. So the envious man is more dangerous than the serpent. Why? Now the serpent can be charmed by drugs and by mantra, but this man cannot be charmed. So this advice will not act. They are so dangerous than the serpent.
How then can we advise them, Srila Prabhupada, if they are like serpents? How can we...
You can advise only chant Hare Krishna, then everything will be all right. This one medicine. You can simply make plan how they will chant and take prasada. Then everything will be. This simple medicine. Bring them, please come here, chant, dance and take prasada. They will be all good men. This process. Otherwise, if you give them good advice, they will not be able to carry it. They are so sinful. Their treatment, the only treatment is this Krishna consciousness movement, somehow or other, bring them together, let them chant, let them dance and take prasada. They'll be all right. Hello, nastiva, 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 gadiranna. There is no other means to rectify them. We are opening centers in different parts of the world just to give them chance. Please come here, take prasadam, chant, dance, enjoy. But that transcendental enjoyment will make them corrupt. We are the best friend of the human person. Kevalam kalau nasi, 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 kaziran. Anatha means otherwise. There is no means to rectify these rascals. Hare Nama, Hare Nama.
There are so many altruistic movements. There are so many altruistic movements, but actually there is no peace.
It is not
coming
effective.
About.
Yes, the government is spending to stop drug habit, millions of dollars. No use. But as soon as they come to us, immediately. But still the rascal will not pay the money to us. We are doing so much benefit, but they will not pay. If you ask them money, no, our money is not for religious purpose, for science. Our money is for science. Science means how scientifically you can kill cows. This is science. How scientifically you can become less than cats and dogs. This is their science. The cats and dogs also, they do not kill their children. But their scientific advance, the doctor advises, kill it.
In the Western world of Christians, they say the cow has no soul.
It's not the question of Christian or Western. This is the disease of the whole world. It is not that only the Westerners are accused, not the others. No, it is. We don't say like that. Everyone, this is the influence of this Kali Yuga.
Actually, justified in killing because they say the animal has no soul.
Let's see how fool they are. Therefore, we simply say these are rascals. They have not even the common sense of an uneducated man. And their scientists. Why there is no soul? What is the proof? What is their argument? Why they say there is no soul? What is the argument?
Because it says in the Bible, until one accepts Jesus Christ, one has no soul.
Jesus Christ said that animal has no soul? Has he said like that? Has he said? Never he can say like that. He's not such a fool. He cannot say that.
Like this priest said the other day, Srila Prabhupada, he said that the human being has a spirit soul, but the animal just has a soul.
The same thing. Everyone is sinful, but you are pure sinful. Pure sin.
Actually, most sinful activity appears to be promoted by the government for economic development. They have big state lotteries. They're planning to spend $6 million developing a greyhound racing park.
Sure.
Here in Australia.
This is a nice place to walk.
Yeah.
Why on the ups and downs?
Bad tour guide.
Huh?
We have a bad tour guide.
speaking before about controlling the tongue is very important.
Mm.
And in your lectures you have said simply by eating prasadam, this is controlling the tongue.
Mm.
But still, we have tendency when there's a big feast to eat very much prasadam. Is this a good thing or...?
It is not very good, but it is still good. Instead of going to the restaurant and eat like the hogs and dogs, better take more prasadam. There is no harm. Krishna Bharata Maan Kurivari Jivhaja. Krishna is so kind, just to conquer over our tongue, he has given us nice variety of prasad. Take it and control your tongue. Don't come very near.
You were telling this government man the other day not to kill the cows, but to wait till they die. But they have a law that if the cow dies naturally, then it cannot be eaten.
That means we must commit sin.
Yes.
The government.
I think their idea is...
But the argument is fallacious. Kill means it dies. How you can eat? Just see. They say they're intelligent. Kill means it dies.
They say that if it dies naturally, it is due to some disease, so there may be some harm in eating such meat.
So that means nobody will die. Is there, the law is it to die. Why disease? Disease or no disease? Everyone should die.
But if we kill the cow without it, while it is healthy, then it is very good to eat the meat.
But the argument is die. As soon as you kill, it is died. As soon as you take the fish out of the water, it dies. So how you can say that dead animal is not good? It is dead. For argument's sake. If dead animal is not good, but you make him dead, then you eat. Where is the argument? The dead animal is bad. You are eating dead. That means they are not even common sense. That is the rascal. Rascal means one who has no common sense.
They would say then, why don't you let the vegetables die naturally before you eat the vegetables?
Vegetable, we are not talking of vegetables, we are talking of animals. Why don't you kill your father? Old father, useless, kill him and eat.
Actually, they're not very much concerned about their parents anymore either. They put them in institutions also when they get too old.
Yeah. No, time will come, they'll kill their father. Now they're killing their children. Now they'll kill their father. As soon as the whole world will become communist, they'll kill the old man. Just the Africans, they do. The Africans kill their grandfather, and it is a festival. Yes. They throw the grandfather on the roof of the cottage, and it rolling down, it falls down. Twice, thrice, it dies. That becomes a great festival of the grandsons. The eating grandfather. Glorious grandfather.
Then they eat the grandfather's brain.
You do not know, they like to eat white men. Yes?
Yes.
They kidnap or capture someone, one white man, and they eat it very nice.
Yes.
They say that the grandfather is very learned, so they eat his brain so they can get his knowledge.
Oh, do you say like that?
Yes.
Oh. He eats the experience.
So you were saying about how in the car that they one eats the cow, they say, because it is sattvic.
Yes.
So the spiritual master, he is even more sattvic. So he
should eat the spiritual mother.
Srila Prabhupada, are these cannibalistic tribes, Amazons and whatever, are they classed as subhuman?
Hmm?
Are they in the subhuman class? Or are they?
They're uncivilized. They're human.
So do they?
Human being comes to perfection when he is Krishna conscious. So gradually they would have to come. Just like the bud of rose flower, when it is bud, it is not so useful. When it fructifies, becomes a blossom rose, then it is useful. Similarly, human being, in other stages of life, they are like buds. When they come to Krishna consciousness, then they are blossom flower.
But if they're committing so many sinful activities, murdering their father and like this, then how will they get to that stage of being able to approach Krishna consciousness?
No, it will be checked. It will be checked. Just like if there is some worm in the bud, then the growing will be checked.
Are the lower human species responsible for sinful activities?
Oh, yes. As soon as one is human being, he is responsible. Just like your state laws. Suppose an aborigine comes and does something criminal, will he be excused? Animal may be excused, but the man will not be excused.
Well, they mightn't excuse him, but they mightn't treat him as harshly as they would treat somebody in knowledge. Is this the same with the activities that these people perform?
He said he wouldn't be treated as bad because an aborigine is not considered.
He hasn't got the knowledge. He's ignorant.
He's not excused by the law.
He would be treated leniently.
Would he be treated more leniently than someone that has knowledge?
I do not know that. But ignorance is no excuse.
For that example, Srila Prabhupada, he said that the people in India are being punished more because they are in knowledge, they have the Vedas.
On an earlier walk, you were saying there are three kinds of Vedic evidence, Shruti, Itihasa, and Anuman, was it? I didn't understand what Anuman was.
Hypothesis. Hypothesis. Just like yesterday I was explaining, as soon as there is a machine, there is an operator. This is a hypothesis. You cannot expect machine going on without operator. Similarly, this material nature is a machine and the operator is God. This is a hypothesis. Even though you do not see God, we can make this suggestion. That is human reasoning, logic. If any ordinary typewriter machine, this is a machine. But they require operator. He is pushing this button, then it is working. It is not automatically working. Any machine. how this big machine is operating without any operator. What is this nonsense? They say there is no God. Nature, nature. What is the nature? Nature is a machine. This body is machine, and the operator is the soul, and the guide is the super soul. As soon as the soul and goes away, then the machine does not work. This is common sense. But they have no common sense, therefore they are rascals. So-called scientists and others, they have no common sense.
So who is the greater rascal, the material scientist?
Yes,
or the
everyone who, that is the statement, Mura. Namagam duskitanam Mura prapadvanti narayana. These class of men, they do not recognize God. Who? Because they are sinful, rascals, lowest of the mankind. Such people do not recognize God. And they are so educated that that education means false education. The real education is technology by Maya. Real education means to understand God. Vedishta sadbhai ahameva vedi. If one does not understand what is God, his education is useless. It has no meaning. What is that education? Will that education save him from death? Then what is the value of this education? Your real problem is birth, death, old age and disease. Can this material education stop it? Is the scientist able to stop one's old age? And does any man wants to become old? No, nobody wants. Everyone wants to keep himself youthful. But can this hand stop this, that he will not become old? He must become old. Then what is the education value? You cannot solve your problem. So what is the meaning of education? Education, knowledge means you have solved your problems. They are trying to do that, temporary problem. But ultimate problem they cannot solve. Therefore, the value of this education is useless. It is simply laboring after something, that's all.
They say that the value of their education is that very soon they will be able to overcome birth, death, disease, and old age. They almost have the solution. They are freezing people's bodies.
But therefore, younger generations, they are not interested in education. They see that after all the life is vacant, even after education.
The leaders appear to have adopted a stopgap policy. They appear to have adopted a stopgap policy so that they can keep the people in ignorance and fool them that they are doing some good when actually they are not, so that they can maintain their position as leader.
They are thinking by material adjustment they will be happy. That is not possible. But they are so fools, they do not think over it. That where is the solution? You have given me the chance to live in a skyscraper building, but is that solution of the problem? They have no brain to ask this. Does it mean that if you live in a skyscraper building, there will be no death, no disease, no old age? Where is the solution? real problem is going on. Everyone is trying to save himself from disease, from old age, from death. Why do they go to the physician as soon as there is some disease? I mean not that. The attempt is to save from the death, but ultimately they are dying. They have no brain to think of it. Why do they go to the physician as soon as one is diseased? Huh? Why do they go?
They want to be well.
Yes, well means they want to save themselves from death. That means they want not to die. But death is there. Where is the solution of the problem? But they have no brain to think what these rascals will do. My problem is there. It is not solved. And still they accept. Therefore, in the Bhagavad it is said, Samiri Varaha Ustakkharai Sangstuta Purusha Pasu. They are eulogized, their praise glorified by another animal. He is an animal, big animal, and a small animal says, oh, you are our leader. The big animal is praised by the small animal. Both of them are animals. None of them are human beings. So this is going on. A big animal bluffs him that I have done so much for you, give me board. That's all. And the small animal thinks, yes, he has done so much, give me board. This is it. Annadathandvi, everything is discussed in this one. Where one blind man is leading other blind. What is the use? If I am blind man, if I say, come behind me, I shall take to Sant Kilda. And as soon as I go in the road, you are killed, I am killed. That is it.
They say at death, there is death, then finish. They say there is death, and then finish.
If you will be finished, then why you are attempting so much? Sit down. Why you are making advancements of civilization?
For their children, they say.
If you advance in civilization and do not advance in civilization, you will die. That is sure. Then why do you labor so much? The animals, they do not labor so much. They live peacefully on the condition of the nature. But why do you labor so much? If the result is the same, the animal will die and you will die. Then why you are laboring so much for nothing? That means they have no common sense. Therefore they are rascals. That is discussed in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna said to Arjuna, if you think there was no life before this body, and if you think that there is no life after this body, then why you are anxious for the body of your brothers and sisters? So, all these philosophies have been discussed in Bhagavad Gita. After all, the conclusion is that they are all rascals, that's all. We have to take them as rascals. After this, everything is finished, that a child knows that why you are making so permanent building, piling dogs, log, very strong building. But you are not strong enough to live there. So why you are making strong building? The building will stay and you will die. So what is the use of making a strong building? Let the building also go with you. Why do you labor so much? Is it not? You are making strong building, but you are not strong enough to live there. Hey, why are you laboring so much? What is the answer?
The excuse is that they are leaving something for the next generation, for their children.
But they will also not leave.
They think they will be recognized by their works.
Huh?
They will be recognized by their
kids. That means assets. The assets think that I will be recognized by my work. It takes so much load. Although nothing, not a grain of the load belongs to him. But he takes the load. Unnecessary. This is their business. He will not leave, his son will not leave, his grandson will leave, but he is making permanent business.
But when we're living, we can enjoy.
Huh?
We can enjoy when we're living.
Yes, that's enjoy. Pramatta. They are called madmen. Pramatta pasannapi na pasati. They know it. Certainly, every one of us will die. But seeing also, they do not see. And that is mad. Pramatta pasannapi na pasati. That the animal, he is seeing that one animal is being killed, next time is mine. But he's still eating grass. He has no anxiety. This is called pramatta pasannapi na pasati. This is animal life. That even though fact is there, they'll close their eyes. This is animal life.
But even if there is a life after death, I don't know what it's going to be like, so why should I worry about it now? Now that I have even if there is a life after death, I don't know what it's...
If you are a man, you should be worried. Because you are not a human being. Next life, you are going to be cat. You should be worried.
But the cats and the dogs, are they also happy?
And if you want to become cats and dogs and happy, you be. Don't worry. That's all. But we are worried. Why shall I become cat and dog? We shall go back to home, live with Krishna. That is our ambition. Your ambition is to become cat and dog, you become?
They are happy with that.
That's all right. You become happy, but we are not happy.
When you talk...
What is the idea?
Yeah.
They want it to grow straight up. It looks like it started to go sideways.
Man being who knows things, that I explain this thing, that by nature's process I've come to this human body. Now what is next progress? That is human. And even still like human cats and dogs, they have no inquiry. Then what is the use of getting this human body?
Why then, Srila Prabhupada, is a person given a human body then if they...
Yes, that means better concepts. You can consider so many things. Why I am dying? I do not want to die. Why there are so many miserable conditions? We are covering because there is miserable condition this winter. I don't want to suffer from cold. Therefore I am covered. So this is struggle for existence. The human being can understand why there is struggle, why not I am happy naturally. This question must be there. Otherwise it's cat and dog. The dogs do not inquire all these things. But if you have no such power to inquire and understand, then you are no better than dog. And if you are happy to remain cats and dogs, that is your business. But a real human being, he'll never be happy. That is human. Everyone is trying to improve his material condition. Therefore the motor car is going here and there, here and there. Why they are trying? Let them remain satisfied in any condition. The modern economic law is that create new necessities of life. That is the way of Western civilization. They are creating motor cars every year, and the bank is prepared to give you loan so that you may work day and night. Take loan from the bank and purchase a motor car and repay him by work, so that machine will go. This is the policy, economic policy. Is it not?
Yes.
Keep them working, busy. But what is the purpose of this working? Now, when death is there, everything is finished. And everything will be finished for that working. Just see the knowledge. Everything will be finished, and for this purpose I have to work so hard.
They think that you might as well enjoy it while you can.
Yes, that if working hard like ass is enjoyment, let them enjoy. Let these rascals enjoy like that.
Why do so many humans, Srila Prabhupada, they do not use their propensity to ask the questions? They simply live like animals.
Because they're animals. They're educated like animals.
So it is the fault of the education?
Yes. It is the responsibility of the government, guardians, father. They do not give them proper education. Therefore, Bhagavad says, if you cannot give proper education to your children, then don't marry, don't become father. That is contraceptive. If you are unable to give, what is that? Pita na sasya, janani na sasya, namo chayaja samupita mrityum. Samupita mrityum. This body means you have accepted death. This body means material body. So one should not become a father if he cannot stop the death of his son. That is the Vedic injunction. Don't become a father. Don't become a mother. If you cannot train your children so that he may be saved from this impending death, that is injunction. Who is doing that? They have their place of his. After death, everything is finished. I will be finished. My child will be finished. That's all. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.